Hi, this is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So I'm sitting outside the movie theater again, another Sunday, right? Shocking. Waiting to meet a friend to go see Marlo, which, you know, probably another little artsy, culty type thing. But I'm considering the options. And considering that it's like, it's not cold, but it's just Flagstaff. And, you know, being inside a couple hours when you have to be outside for so many of them is actually, you know, for $9, whatever. You know, she says she's spending for the popcorn because I never buy myself popcorn when I go to the movies. So, you know, that'd be cool. How's it going? Well, it's going. So today before I came to do this, I was like bringing stuff to my storage unit, which I've been doing, you know, pretty consistently for the past week or so since I got it. And, today I was coming around the corner and like, so yesterday I went there and, dropped off my rocks, all my crystals and stuff, you know, and, I could get the door open, but man, there was ice caught in the trap in the track to get the door closed. So, you know, it was just kind of, anyway, that, you know, so there was a lot of ice anyway. So like when, going down the aisle that my stuff is in, if I would have gone straight down that aisle today, I probably would have been better off. But I went down the one next to it, which I knew was clear yesterday. It was clear today until the very, very bitter end in the corner where it was nothing but black ice. And, you know, so I'm carrying, I have my backpack on, which, you know, is normal. That's like body now, part of my body. And, I have a little carry-on suitcase that I'm dragging behind me, which is the problem, right? Because it takes me totally off balance. So I take a dive. Pretty sure I broke my pinky finger. Pretty sure. I'm not really willing to take the glove off right now because it's kind of compressing it, and I have it in the glove. I have it bungeed. Not the right word. Not bungeed. You know, hair tied together so that it will stay straight and all. I mean, I could move it and there was nothing protruding, but it is black and blue and purple and all these ugly fucky colors. So I'm pretty sure I broke my pinky. But all in all, you know, it's like, if that's the injury I get this year off the ice, I'll take it, because some people are not doing anywhere as good as that, with like lots of knee injuries and some pretty devastating head injuries. And, you know, it's just, it's been bad, and, it's been really bad, you know. And yesterday, it's funny, well, it's not funny, because it's funny, but it's kind of pathetically funny. A couple days ago, when, after we had this last snow, and, you know, you think that everything's been, you know, like all the ice would have melted and stuff, but there's just still these places that the ice just, it just doesn't melt. And so, you know, and I'm picturing myself, that's all the pretty girls walk like this, right? And I'm thinking about, like, you know, I look like a freaking orangutan doing the limbo, trying to get across on this ice, you know? And if that's what all the pretty girls look like, then, man, I'm in good competition, huh? Because that's pretty much what I look like, you know? Or, like, people do, like, a penguin where they just kind of shuffle across it, which I've actually kind of felt to be a little dangerous from time to time, because you're still, your center of balance is still, you're still upright. There's literally no easy way to get through. That's why 9 times out of 10, when I was like trying to snowvigate, you know, these past couple storms, and they say there's another one coming, which I'm just like, you know, Flagstaff, honest to God, just enough. We, you know, we got enough snow melt. We got enough ice pack. We don't have anywhere to put the snow right now. Although dumping it in the Colorado River to me seems like a pretty logical place to do it, but you know, that's just me. The snow, yeah. Ice. It's just, I'm over it. And we're all kind of like, whatever the groundhog said, he needs to stop, because, you know, he's in Pennsylvania. And Arizona is not Pennsylvania, so. Although right now it could be New Hampshire, but anyway. So other than that, you know, and like, it really hurts bad when I move my hand, but, I'm just going to kind of sit with it quietly through the movie and just, let it do its thing. Because I know, like, the fact that it hurts means that it's actually, like, healing or, like, in a position that it should be because it hurts. So that's what I'm going to... That's what I'm going to do. I'm just observing the crowd. I hate waiting. And I actually screwed up because I thought the movie was at a totally different time. Like, not that far off, but far enough off that, you know, I could have gone and got, like, some real bad food, like, you know, fast food to eat, but I didn't. So anyway, what else is, there's actually, you know, other than that, there's a lot going on, and my mental health is, like, seriously, taking a dive. I'm obviously pretending pretty good, because, you know, 9 out of 10 staff members will think I'm, you know, I'm better than normal, which is kind of funny when it's like, oh, all right. So when I'm absolutely at my worst, you know, and just about like at the end, I'm just putting on a good front, and that's when you guys like it. Okay, well, that's easy. I can do that, you know, that's easy to do. But, you know, and the 1 out of 10 that actually might have a real concern just doesn't have enough concern to do anything. So, you know, and I'm not saying I'm going to do anything. I'm just saying, like, I am moving shit into a storage unit. I am, I'm super, super tired of feeling like we're being told one thing and then another thing coming up. And as if, like, these things that are happening have absolutely no effect on our lives whatsoever, of which they do, that, you know, we were told one thing about how we were supposed to, commune, I guess is a good way to put it. And be a certain number, and now it's like that number's been changed back to what it was before with people who don't want to commune, so they've just kind of broken the whole spirit of what was coming up, because I'm certainly not, I can't actually participate in something that I'm like morally, I'm almost morally like abhorrent to at this point in time. I don't want to be linked with past graduates. I don't want people to think that I am like them because I'm not. And if that's being judgmental, then that's not actually, that's being truthful. That's honest to God truth right there. You know, Jesus linked the disciples 2 by 2. He didn't link them, you know, 6 by 6 or, you know, they were 12 whole, but when they went out, it was 2 by 2. It wasn't, and that was for a reason, because any more than 2 is going to cause a conflict. And even with 2, there can be a conflict, but it's much easier to resolve between 2 than 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. So I'm pretty sure that at the get-go, this program seems like it's super beneficial that, I mean, I learned a lot about the Bible. I'm not going to say I didn't. I've learned a lot about doctrine. I've learned a lot about dogma. I've learned a lot about theology. I've learned a lot about biblical archaeology, which is probably the coolest thing I've learned. But I've also learned that, you know, Christians could put up a really, really good appearance, and they can be saying one thing legitimately out of one side of their mouth and saying another thing straight out of their ass. And, you know, what's coming out of their ass is basically their truth. It's just not working for me, you know? If you can't hold the line, then just be honest and be like, I'm not strong enough to do this. I can't advocate for you. I can't help change the program. I can't help do anything. I'm just another useless puppet in this whole game. And I would respect it more than somebody who says that they got my back and then turn around and share emails and share texts and break confidentiality and then think that I'm still going to be like all eager beaver to like tell them the truth and hang out with them and do anything, when it's like, well, no, because now you've just shown me that, you know, I can't trust you. And for how long back could I not have trusted you? So what did I tell you that, you know, you went and used against me or put on reserve to use against me at a future date or, you know, or whatever. So, and beside the fact that, you know, I've done my year, I put in over my year. I did what I said I was going to do. If I finish this class, it'll be another 4 weeks or 5 weeks, depending on weather or whatever. And the two that are the least disciple-y of all will still be there until at the very least March 31st. So according to my math, I'm officially done before they'll be leaving. Right? And that's just not okay with me. One of them called me crazy, and I actually went and I filed a injunction against harassment on her for a hate crime against a person with SMI. I'm holding it right now because, you know, they're like, they really prefer that a disciple, you know, not put a lawsuit against another disciple instead of actually like fixing the problem of people bullying and berating and feeling as if they can control other people with their attitudes and their shitty human skills, you know, and, you know, the most base of people. And these are people that, you know, I don't want to have any associations with once I am out of here, man. These are people that I would cross the street to get away from in any other situation. So, you know, but I've been good for a year. I've been holding the line, man. I've been doing my thing. I've been, you know, and then they tell us one thing and they lead us up to one thing and then bam. So how would your mental health be if you were, you know, thinking that something was going one way and you were planning on it and you were like, you know, putting, you know, basically putting all your eggs in a basket because they told you it's okay because, you know, Jesus will have you. And then all of a sudden they just pull us straight out and like, oh, Jesus still has you. And it's like, mm-hmm. Yep. Jesus still has me, but you don't have my trust anymore. You don't have my respect anymore. And you don't get my audience anymore unless I'm absolutely required to do so. You know, and that's kind of where I'm at. Otherwise, so I think it's kind of funny, and I would never notice it, but they started counting my medication, which is hilarious to me, because they are not a dispensing site or whatever medication, they just hold it. So the fact that they're trying to act like they know what the fuck they're doing is ridiculously funny to me. But I'm just watching the crowd. I'm looking for my friend. You know, and then it's like, so they at the pharmacy, they're actually like shorting me my meds, right? And so, you know, my case manager, who I thought was cool, but now I'm not so sure anymore. You know, so she's counting my meds and she's like, oh, they only got this many here, you know, half. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And she's like, you know why they're doing that? And I'm like, because they want me to go off the meds. Logical, right? Logical to me. She's like, oh, no, that's because they want you to make an appointment to come in and see them. And I'm like, yeah. And, well, why don't you want to be on your meds? And it's like, well, apparently everybody thinks I'm doing pretty good without my meds, right? They're all like, you know. So anyway, so I make the appointment and all, but now I'm just really trying to like figure out if I, you know, because I legitimately, I don't, maybe some of the other guys in the U.S. had a bit of a, like, a quote-unquote lottery win or something. So I like the idea of actually, like, getting all my stuff in the storage unit and then going and getting, like, a hotel or a room or something for a month just to figure out what to actually do next is not out of the question. So if it was nicer, I would legitimately go get a campsite somewhere, but it's still just a little bit too. All right, well, I'm going to stop this here for now. I will come back after the movie. Movie starts at 12:45, and she is nowhere to be seen and has not texted me, so I don't know. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Okay, hey, so the movie was good. I actually went to go see Marlo, if anybody is interested. It's now much later. It is, like, almost 20 to 7. I spent the last 2.5 hours or so at urgent care just for them to confirm that my finger is actually broken. So thank God it's only a pinky finger, but nonetheless, it's still taped and painful. And now I get to start this whole new drama of orthopedic doctor, surgeon, or I'm just going to have a wildly crazy pinky finger. And I don't know right now. So how is this helping my mental health? Well, in a kind of weird way, it kind of is good for my mental health because for all the things that I don't want to do right now in discipleship, doctor's appointments take precedence. So, you know, there we go. So maybe God just opened another door for me to be able to not be a slave anymore or something like that. Anyway, I'm super duper tired.
It hurts. It took a lot out of me, as much as I tried to fake it till you make it type thing. I'm actually hungry, and I got some stuff I can eat up here, so I don't have to go back down. I don't have any silverware, but either way, I'll figure it out. But yeah, so I just want to tell you guys, like right now I'm just feeling a little wonky. I feel like I could just go straight to sleep. You're all great in your own way. You know that. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Without you, there would be no Dancing with Bipolar, and that's no lie. And just to let you know, the numbers are still hopping right now. Now that we got rolled past that 50,000 mark, that's what I figured would happen. Things are hopping. There's opportunities coming up for me to advertise. I've been hit up by a pretty major company to do some TV advertising, which I'm pondering. I think it might happen, actually. But right now, like I said, I just wanted to finish this off. I just didn't want to finish the show and just be like, hey, and not let you guys know, yeah, I got a broken pinky, two places. It's funny, $200, it cost me $200 so far, and all because I needed to get, well, easily more than $200 worth of stuff out of the house. So yeah, it all works out. It all works out. Either way. Like I said, this is kind of a weird little boon to my mental health because now I have an actual reason to just be a lazy schlub for the night. So I'm actually pretty good with that. But I'm gonna conclude it for now, and maybe I'll do a midweek show when I'm not feeling quite so tired. All of a sudden, just tired and out of it. So this is Dawn Sharina. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.